Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I cried
out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Can you imagine?
Yes, follow me.
You imagine a sing-along to this on the Parkway tomorrow?
Oh, man.
I can tell you, the percentage of people that will know the words to this song on the Parkway tomorrow is like 80%. I think you would get a very, very big sing-along to Creed tomorrow. So, the morning show has had Jason Kelce on every Thursday morning throughout the football season. And the morning show, also famous for tears flowing.
You know, this is really...
We've heard John Ritchie cry. We've heard Joe DiCamera cry. Now, DiCamera cried when it was the midday show, but he still cried. Has Seltzer cried?
Shockingly, I don't think so.
Because he is a crier.
He is a crier.
Seltzer?
Yeah, he's a crier.
Big time cry guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I haven't heard Rhea cry.
Well, Rhea.
No, Rhea's not crying.
Yeah, she locks in at all.
Yeah, come on. Rhea's not a coward like them.
They got BG to cry earlier this year.
They did get BG to cry.
Yeah.
And we got... Did Jason...
Kelce's cried a couple times.
Yeah.
Every time he's on there, it seems like.
So, again, today, here's what happened.
I was not rooting for one or the other. There are so many people I care about with the Eagles organization, and I also care about my brother. And that was difficult at times to manage, especially with the way the game went and how hard, obviously, I was feeling for him. But I love this city, and I love this freaking team. And don't do this to me, Joe.
We're so happy for you, Jason. You laid the foundation, man. You were part of laying the foundation, all this. You really were.
It's such a credit to you.
This has nothing to do with me.
Stop that right now. And these guys have earned this so much, and I'm so happy for all these guys. And I can't wait to chug some beers tomorrow and enjoy an awesome parade.
Wow. They did it to him again.
Damn it, man.
Yeah.
I tell you.
They did it to him again. What is it with that morning show? It's like the new Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters used to get everyone to cry.
Tom Rinaldi.
It's like Roy Firestone.
Yeah. I just can't imagine DiCamera making me cry.
Well, I can imagine him making me cry, but not from that sort of standpoint.
Right.
Don't do this to me, Joe.
Come on, man.
And now, you notice, he starts crying. DiCamera saves him when he starts crying.
He jumped in there this time.
When DiCamera asked him what his favorite morning show moment was, and he clearly didn't have one.
Don't do this to me, Joe.
DiCamera did not save him. Nobody saved him.
I'm not gonna keep that as a job.
No, you can't.
I'm not.
You can't.
It's only for this 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But
you can't.
You really believe that?
I don't think you will.
I won't.
I don't think you will. I don't think you will.
But it is.
Don't do this to me, Joe.
It's a good one.
Jason? You gotta learn, man.
Yeah, you say stuff on the air.
Come
here.
On here, man. Yep. These guys will start clipping and cutting around here, man.
One more time.
Yeah.
You gotta protect yourself, man. Protect yourself, man. Some of these guys have no type of sympathy for
no,
you when you're on the emotional
doesn't.
Wreck.
Knows he's never gonna see you face to face.
Right.
Doesn't have to worry about it. The good thing about a clip is you can't tell if he's laughing or crying just when you play. It's not like the Tyrese Maxey clip where you can totally tell. Yeah, like, it's not like that.
That's one I don't like hearing the whole thing of right there. That's...
Like, have you ever heard the full thing of the Tyrese Maxey crying?
Isn't when he thanks the what's his name?
Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
Do you have it there?
Of course.
Well, I got to find it.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Don't All find right. it. Okay. No, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't do this to me, Joe.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like he's laughing. Maybe we could keep it.
See?
Jason knows he's not laughing if he ever happens to listen to the show.
He said, don't do this to me, Joe. God dog it.
So then there was another moment on the morning show today where, and again, you know, this show, you know, we're not R-rated or anything, but we say things that are, you know, a little edgy. Here
well, Tornado does.
Yeah, Tornado does. We've never, I don't know that we've ever said anything like this, so much so that I don't think I can have Jack... Like, repeat it. I think we can only play it one time.
So, Jason, I've heard two different theories. Now, I don't think we're going to get the truth out of you because I think it can't be said. That's
okay.
My guess.
Well,
but I've
okay.
heard two theories.
What are the theories?
Theory one is it's something really simple and bland like quarterback sneak.
Yeah, that's my theory.
Theory two is it's something really dirty.
Yeah.
And that's why it couldn't be said on The Tonight Show. Like, it's not the tush push. It's like... Anal annihilation.
Yeah.
Jeez. Like
yeah.
something like no. they won't want to say on the t- like, you know what I'm saying?
That's very creative, Joe.
Like, all right.
That is very creative.
Wow. And that's why they won't want to say it on the Tonight Show.
Why?
So, like,
butt plug on three.
So, right? All right. So, Jason, would you say it's more like anal annihilation or
Twice.
Quarterback sneak?
I would say that. I think the play is just called quarterback sneak. But the what they call it and what it's called, I think, as a play coming in,
yeah.
the reason they're not saying it is because I think it's also the play. It's also the word you would use if you were just going to run it at the line. Mm-hmm. That's why they're not saying it. It's not because it's a dirty play.
They don't want the right. defense to hear it.
If they sure. say that it's called, then all of a sudden they use that code word at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're obviously doing this.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Mm.
Yeah. I was uncomfortable playing it.
Yeah.
Lakin said it was okay, right?
Annihilation is not good.
No. Nobody wants that.
No. Well.
Now, Jack had a theory.
Some people do want that.
Yeah, I thought he was searching that on his burner phone the night before.
Oh, God. Why does it have to be his burner? Oh, does he have two phones?
Yeah, and one we think is maybe used for.
Oh, for porn sites? Okay.
Don't do this to me, Joe.
Would you stop?
Those two things together, I don't know.
Oh, God. Come on, man. Move on, man. Shout out to Chef Kyle, too, for giving me the Goddard name.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, Chef.
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
Oh, y'all, man.
What's
what
up?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, okay?
What it do, okay?
Hey, before we start it off, let's get our favorite juice. Let's get some Ike juice.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
I've been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
There'll be a lot of juice flowing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Hurts, Championship Club, point of the day. Spike and Jack, you got to hold up your side of the bet we made and support our quarterback. Can't fault him from playing elite. And I hope Sirianni knows the names of the guys on our team tomorrow when he speaks.
Is he a guy that wouldn't know the names of the players?
Well, there's someone that we know that might have mispronounced names or didn't rehearse them before a big speech or for the people. So.
Oh, right. Spritz over there.
Wow.
Before the reign of his speaking.
Okay, Andrew was only a dynamite caller when he was attacking me.
Yeah, well, it's a good point. It's a good point. You would think if you're going to go up on stage and read a bunch of names you've never read before, you would clarify pronunciation. But Jack didn't do that. Spritz over there. Hawk to a Fritz. It's a good point. Okay.
My surprising player got some stats to show the impressiveness, but it's got to be Nolan Smith. I mean,
surprising player. Yep. That was mine. Yeah, I agree with you.
24 years old, and he surprised me. Same as Sirianni. Of course, they're calling the Smitty play overriding Kilmore. But Nolan Smith from this year to last year, just a few things. Played 33% more snaps on defense in the regular season. Played 82% in the Super Bowl. Led the playoffs in sacks, second in pressures, fifth on the team in tackles, and the most hurries in the playoffs. And this year he's plus 5.5 for sacks, plus 11 for pressures, plus 3 for hurries. I mean, if you're not looking at that increase and looking at his career only being 24, I mean, dude's got a heck of a career coming in Philly.
He sure does. Now, what did you think before the year? What did you think of Nolan Smith?
I thought that he...
Be honest. It's Tell the Truth Thursday.
I think he needed to get a lot more experience. He was great on special teams. He made a lot of plays on special teams. But I think that he was one of the most X-factor kind of players for the season coming up, and we see what he did.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. I didn't expect it at all. That when he was playing that third preseason game, I was like, this guy's never going to do anything. I'm with you. You going to the parade tomorrow, okay?
Oh, you kidding me?
I can't make it. Busy week for sure. But
busy week?
He's got
a lot going on with family stuff.
All right. Yep. Gotcha. Well,
If I can, maybe I'll try to call in after the parade, something like that. Just
yes.
I'll be watching. Listening every word, every visual, and hearing that 5:30 song, you know?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
man,
sir.
We'll be yelling it tomorrow at 5:30.
Yep, off the balcony
off the
there.
Balcony.
Yeah. All right, okay. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, brother. Be well.
I got you. Peace.
Is there going to be on the roof tomorrow? Is that the rumor?
No.
It's not a roof, but it's
a balcony.
Yeah, it's like a balcony.
Like when the Beatles played on top of one of the London tunnels.
Yes, except we're not going to be amplified over.
We should be.
We should be, I agree. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls in the text line right after Ike tells you something.
Tell you about Elite Acura. That's what Ike's going to do.
Oh, yes.
Our birds, they
call
them. What championship? No, it's all good.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
They know what championship performance looks like, and so does Elite Acura. Experience luxury and performance with Elite Acura's incredible lease offers this February. Drive home in a stunning 2025 Acura RDX for just $459 per month with $59.99 down. Or how about choosing the sophisticated 2025 Acura MDX that you can lease for just $559 per month with $49.99 down. With all-wheel drive, advanced safety technology, and an innovative digital cockpit, both models deliver the premium performance you expect from Acura. Make sure you visit Elite Acura this February to experience these amazing vehicles for yourself, located just off Route 73 in Maple Shade, or check them out at EliteAcura.com. And remember, no one can compete with Elite.
Ralph from Yonkers. You're on WIP.
Oh, Ralph.
What's up, Ralph?
Commanders fan.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, how are you, Ralph?
Stop that, please. Hey, listen, I just want to congratulate you. You've got a tremendous team. You guys are phenomenal. But, I mean, the best part is you got the best fans. I mean, I've been watching on social media and on the new bits of the news. And so for these guys, they're the best, you know, and watching what they're going to do to your city tomorrow. I almost hope you win again next year so the whole city can just go right into the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. I knew that was a backhanded compliment somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're New Yorkers, we don't do that. We throw confetti. We don't start fires and all this.
You don't celebrate many
championships.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't?
2009 was the last time.
The Knicks almost tore down the city for winning a first round series against the Hawks.
Yeah, and then they did it again when they won a first round series last year. Come on, man.
Wait, first of all, they knocked you out last year, right?
They did.
Yeah,
but you celebrate like it was a championship.
Like it was a title.
Listen, you guys only have about 6 or 7 in your lifetime in all your sports. We have that in a row, okay? Guys, enjoy your stuff. Next year, Redskins are coming to get you. Coming to get you, pal.
All right.
Get us and do what?
We're going to beat you.
Yeah, allow another 55 points?
Who's the last team to beat you? Every year, the last 3 years, we beat you.
Without the quarterback.
We had a 10 team, we beat you. We don't have a quarterback. Listen.
No, he said you guys beat us without our starting quarterback.
Yeah, we almost beat you with Kenny Pickett.
Have you seen some of our quarterbacks the last years? Come on, fellas, give it a rest. Be fair, please. Be fair.
Give it a rest.
You got your trophy. Next year, we coming. We coming, pal.
Mark Rippon ain't walking through that door.
You'll have your hands full with Daniels. Trust me.
All right.
Enjoy, fellas.
RG4. All right. Thank you, Ralph.
They're going to be fun.
What's that? Commanders fans?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll be fun.
Yeah. Michelle in Philly, you're on WIP.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah, I have an answer to the Anne Hathaway thing, and she's not only tied to Philadelphia, but she's tied to WIP.
Yeah, we knew that. We knew that her grandfather worked at IP, and her parents went to LaSalle. The issue we're having with Anne Hathaway, and I want her to be, it's Jack that's trying to keep her out. I want her to be, our Eagles fan starlet or whatever. But the issue is we have a clip from the Jimmy Kimmel show, Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon?
Fallon,
where she's basically acting like a Giants fan. She's saying we about the Giants. And that, So we're just trying to get her, if you know Anne Hathaway, we're just trying to get her on the phone so we can clarify this. Again, I want her to be an Eagles fan.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now, I wish she was. I was thinking, oh, that's pretty cool that we have a cool female fan that's a celebrity, but... I didn't realize that it was said earlier. I just read that and I thought, oh, well, our grandpa worked for WIP. I thought that was cool. And you're saying about being longtime fans. My first Eagles jersey was a Bill Burgi jersey. So I lived through all the Rich Coat type stuff. So, you know, I keep telling people in work, when I was taking off before they were closing down, I'm like, this is only twice in my lifetime. I don't know how many more times it's going to come around. So I won't be in work. So I'm going to that parade.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be wild tomorrow. It's going to be wild. The good news is it's going to be cold, but there's going to be so many people there. I don't think you're going to feel the cold. And between that and what everybody drinks, I don't think there's going to be a lot of pain felt tomorrow.
Not unless you can't find a porta potty. So.
Right, yes.
Oh, yeah, well, the streets will be...
will be something.
Yeah, there'll be something.
Yeah.
Thank you. And my player that I was surprised with was Zach Bond. I just... hope and hell he gets him signed because I thought he was amazing. And, you know, this defense reminded me of the old gangrene days, so I thought it was really fun to watch, and I hope it continues for a long time.
Yeah, Zach Bond, thank you for the call, Michelle. Zach Bond was a surprise to everyone. The reason I had Nolan Smith over Bond is, like, I didn't even have an opinion of Bond. Like, it was neutral. My opinion of Nolan Smith was he's not going to be a good player. I had no opinion on Zach Bond, which is... I didn't know what to think.
Yep.
Yeah. Joey Bones, South Philly. You're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to circle back towards when you're talking about the speeches. I have two sleepers that I think are going to pull out if they get the mic. I think Lane Johnson, number one, he hasn't been talked about. And someone who's not actually on the roster, King Gilly. If he gets the mic, it's getting electric.
It's
going to be blowing.
That, now, you think Gilly's up there?
I think he's going to be. I think
put it this way, I don't think I'd be shocked if he is up there. Yeah. Although he didn't lead the team out in the Super Bowl.
He did not, and I didn't see him in the locker room.
And I did not see him in the locker room afterwards.
So you guys got that inside scoop on it that I didn't see. But listen, I do think if he finds his way up there and he gets his hands on that mic,
he can. He certainly knows how to operate a microphone.
That's
effectively.
Right.
Yeah,
he knows how to get the people going.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, no, I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm from, born and raised in South Philly. So listen, it's going to be. I was there back in 2017, 2018, and when I get in there, it's jam packed. But it's such a great experience. It's great to be back, and I think it's going to be a common theme in the upcoming years.
I hope so. I hope it's. I hope we have a few more parades, actually. Mm-hmm. Who was the player that surprised you the most?
I think the player that surprised me the most, I mean, I would say DeJean. I mean, he had a stellar season. The dude's an animal on the field, and I think that he just has so much potential for growth that he's going to explode, and he's going to be a key part of our defense going forward.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, thank you for the call, Joey. To have the two rookies they had, three rookies, Jalix Hunt at the end. Jalix Hunt wasn't there the whole time, but three rookies contributing as much as they did in the Super Bowl and throughout the season for Mitchell and DeJean. And really, ever since Brandon Graham went down, Jalix Hunt's played more and more and more. Mm-hmm. You know, amazing. Jalix Hunt played more than Bryce Huff is.
Yeah. All the young guys on the defense, man. I was just surprised how well they played together. I mean, to be number one in the league and number one in point, I mean, they were a tenth of a point off from being number one, so they were virtually tied for giving up the fewest amount of points in the league, too.
Yep.
Number one passing defense, first year under Vic Fangio. It's not easy to do, man. And it's not like they had some cake schedule either. Hey, he played some good teams.
Yeah. They held that, like, there was talk of Burrow being the MVP of the league. They held the 17 points.
Yeah.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah. This defense, man. Jack used to say he wasn't proud of the 2022 defense.
Yeah.
Right?
Said that a bunch.
And I understand that.
So, yeah.
I think we have one, a defense that we're proud of.
No doubt about it.
Like. I think we're proud of this one.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Wow, Jack, what a nice tribute you gave Nick Sirianni, even finishing it off by saying you love him. All I got was appreciate ya, Johnny Marks.
That's true.
Yeah. Come on, Jack.
You know me?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to know one show that's not going to cry.
Yep.
It's this show, yeah.
He does not keep his emotions on his sleeve, Jack Fritz. What's next?
Is AJ going to be in the parade tomorrow, or does he need his own parade? Chris in Morrisville.
I'm pretty sure AJ will be in the
parade. Let AJ be, man. AJ, he got out of there today. He's ready to roll for tomorrow, man. He'll be happy tomorrow, man.
Him and Devontae share the mic, baby? They're together?
Ah, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, because I don't see AJ getting up there giving some big speech. But if you put both of them up there, maybe they come up with something.
Yeah.
I didn't see much from Devontae today either. Did he speak?
I didn't see anything. Yeah. What's next, sir?
Oh, so it's crickets when Mayock says Jalen is a really good quarterback, but not elite? Interesting. Spike in the studio.
Wait, I didn't send in that text. I sent it from my burner phone. I sent it from my porn phone.
Hey, man. Yeah, I couldn't press Mayock about Jalen being elite.
Yeah. I know. Interesting.
Yeah.
He's a football guy. I didn't question Mayock, man.
cut that audio, by the way, Mike. Jack, what's next?
WIP, the place where our beat reporter is wrong about everything and never gets any scoops, but we put him on every show multiple times a day. Mark and Monco.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, he's right.
Elliot's never right about anything.
Well, you know, I'm just saying. What's next, Jack?
LOL, you picked a close game. What do you have to say for yourself? Spike's first question to NFL guests this week.
That is not how I framed it.
I think
it.
It's a pretty fair critique.
That is not how I framed it. I said we all picked a close game. Unreal.
How dumb do you feel for picking a close game?
That is not what I asked.
Hey, man.
I hate that.
Well, I expected it to be a close
Everybody
game, too.
Yeah, I said they win by 9.
Yeah, I said 10.
Yeah. But I was like, but you'll want to throw up the whole time. I didn't want to throw up at all. What's next?
Great question today, fellas. My biggest surprise is that even with tougher practices in 21 total games, my body feels great. James Bradberry.
Super Bowl champion.
Yes.
James Bradberry.
Yeah, that's right. You're darn right.
What's that?
Another person there got a ring. I don't have a ring.
Yeah.
You should take it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hostile takeover of James Bradberry's ring.
What's next?
You didn't experience John Starks melting down in the finals. You didn't experience Reggie Miller scoring 8 points in 9 minutes.
All right.
You didn't experience Pat Riley faxing in his resignation.
All right.
Spike Iskin, noted Knicks fan.
Wow.
Pax line.
Wow. Jack came back with a vengeance.
But previous Knicks fan.
That's
previous.
Good. Yeah, that's
came back
good.
With a
I hate them more than anybody now, you know?
Yeah. Do you hate them more than you hate the text line?
I don't hate the text line.
Great segment, but it is always attacking Spike.
It does. The text line always comes for me. Top five often comes for Ike,
yeah.
And the text line comes for me. Fritz at 6 next?
Yeah, yep.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, are you excited?
What are we doing, Chad? Come on.
Oh, come on. It's happy. It's happy
yeah,
week.
Yeah, give another happy show.
Yeah. Did you just say it's happy week?
Well, I was going to say happy horse bleep week. That's what we're continuing on. So I just don't know who you're happiest for.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Mike, if you were brand manager still, would you go for this?
Well, look, he's not even selling a show. Tell me how good it's going to be.
We just did 4 hours of Who's a Surprise. It's basically the same thing.
Well.
You trying to attack this show now?
No. I would never pit my wonderful hour versus this program.
This show that you're a part of, too.
Yeah. Sort
right.
of.
All right. Well, who's after you?
I don't know. Teeks, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Hopefully he puts a little more work into his topic.
Yeah,
maybe. Fritz needs to be fired up tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, Fritz at 6 is next, and then we will talk to you tomorrow and hopefully see some of you at the parade.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
Be smart.
Yes.
Be safe.
Yes.
Have fun. We still need the city back Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. And if you see Ike, ask for a selfie. But if you do, make sure you have the camera ready.
That's true.
Yes.
And don't boo me and Spike.
No. Do not. You can boo Jack.
We're both thrilled.
Yes. Well, I'm far more thrilled than you are.
Yeah, way more.
I disagree.
He wants to bring you down with him.
Yeah, I know.
Have you heard Fritz at 6 this week?
No, I haven't.
I know.
I don't listen. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.